Welcome back to the International Crop Expo here in Grand Forks at the Alaris Center. And Dr. David Cole, as she mentioned, is on stage right now. And that's where a lot of people are. Yet a lot of people are out and about, wandering around. They're kind of trying to figure out what a good disease and weed management program is for this year. And if you've ever wondered what FMC stood for, I know what it really stands for, but today I'm going to rename the company. It's called Fungicide That Means Control. Sam Lockhart, how you doing?
Well, not too bad. Thanks for having me, Mick. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Before we get to the fungicide, though, which is sugar beet growers, you got to pay attention here. But you have the authority, which has been around forever. Guys like it a lot. You got some new authority.
Yeah, a new brand of authority, not to confuse everybody, because we do have a lot of brands of authority, but we have a new one called Authority Edge. And what this one is a liquid formulation. It's made up of two active ingredients that are really, really strong on the small-seeded broadleaves. The ones that are resistant, the palmers of the world, the water hemp of the world, it does have grass activity as well. You can put it on right after your plant. It's real flexible. It's not volatile. And again, it's a nice liquid formulation to work with. It is new. It just got labeled here, EPA, in December. North Dakota and Minnesota did come out with their labels. We're ready to go. We're ready to sell. A lot of interest in it. I tell you what, a lot of people have been stopping by the booth talking about it.
With grass and palmer and water hemp control, that's a one-ticket solution.
Including kochia is the other big one.
Wow.
You know, I've had a lot of people ask me, kochia, this is the worst weed I'm dealing with on my farm. How do I control this stuff? And, of course, putting a good stout rate of that pre of Authority brand, Authority Edge, would do a really, really good job of controlling kochia. So really those small-seeded broadleaves, the kochias, the water hemps of the world, the palmers, lamb's quarters, you know, these weeds that we're really having trouble controlling with some of these other post-emergent options. I tell guys with water hemp or palmer, it's a pigweed on steroids, right? You can't let it come out of the ground. You need a residual program to weed control in soybeans anymore. And that Authority Edge, or really all the Authority brands, fit into that extensively.
And the easiest weed to kill is the one that doesn't break the surface
exactly.
of the ground.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't see it, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the moisture that we've had the last couple of springs, these Authority brands, these pre-emergent products have done really, really well. Some guys haven't had to spray post-emergent at all because they've done really well at controlling the weeds that we have trouble controlling out there.
With all these Authority chemistries that you have, what do you do? Move the molecule around a little bit, or what's the mixture?
So the base active ingredient in all of the Authorities is sulfentrazone. So what we do there is we do have some different mixtures of different active ingredients for different weed control problems.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, farming isn't the same in one area as it is in the other. So guys like to move around and use different Authorities. One that's been real popular in North Dakota has been Authority Assist, Authority MTZ, and now finally Authority Supreme and Authority Edge have really taken over. It's really about plant back restrictions in the valley. We run into potatoes, sugar beets, dry beans, some other crops that we have to rotate to. And then we get to the west where a lot of it's corn, soybeans, and wheat. So they can run Authority Assist or Authority First, not have to worry about these plant backs and go after some different weeds. So we do play around with some different molecules in there and some different ratios, but that's really on purpose because we know one product really doesn't fit for everybody's farm.
But they all have the name Authority.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not trying to confuse anybody, Mick. We're not trying to do that, but we do have several different brands.
Yeah, all right. Well, that makes sense. Different varieties, you know,
right.
You know, yep. Like the different varieties of soybeans.
Exactly the same premise.
Yeah. Okay, well, fungicides in sugar beets. We've had two wet falls,
yep,
and winters in a row. We've got spring that's going to be wet and cool and late, and that's a perfect setup for fungicides.
Yep, fungicides, and we have a new, so FMC is not a seed company. We don't have any seed assets whatsoever. We're not interested in buying a seed company, going into seed, spending any money on seed. We are a chemistry company. That's what we do. We develop new chemistry. We've got a good screening program. We're bringing new actives to the marketplace. A new one that we introduced last year for the sugar beet growers was Lucento fungicide for Cercospora leaf control. Excellent control. We had limited supply last year because it was new, but the guys that did get it out really liked what they saw. It's a double mode of action fungicide for Cercospora. really, really systemic and long-lasting control, and that's what guys really liked out of it. It kept, as the new leaves kept coming out with the sugar beet plants, they started getting that fungicide into the new leaves. A lot of fungicides don't do that. They're not right. systemic. Lucento is. And again, with this resistant management we're talking about in sugar beets, we do have two modes of action in there. One is a brand new chemistry called Bixafen. It's in the SDHI class. It's never been used before in sugar beets up till last year. And again, the guys that did use it saw excellent results on Cercospora leaf spot. So,
what's a good time to spray Lucento?
I like Lucento applied in that first application. So we're generally right after the rows close. We're talking after the 4th of July. Uh-huh. Guys went and sprayed that Lucento down. They still tank mixed it with the Macazeb or a Super Tin, and that's just a good idea for resistant management. But that first application is really where Lucento shines, and it it has that residual or that systemic activity to work its way through. So a lot of guys put it before and let that fungicide grow into it.
Yeah, so it's not a foliar because give it 4 to 5 weeks to get in the system. Huh?
No, it is a foliar treatment.
Oh, okay.
So you're putting it down. Yep.
Right, but because it becomes systemic, so give it a month to work.
It moves up and down in the plant, which is kind of unique to that fungicide. It is by far the most systemic fungicide on the market.
Right, yeah. Like I say, it's not just, it just doesn't sit on the leaves and try to eat up the Cercospora there. So,
right.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Lucento. Other new things from FMC or the good old ones that have been around that guys ought to reconsider?
Yeah, so we actually came up with a new fungicide here. Oh, it's been probably 3-4 years now, called Top Guard fungicide. What that is, it's made up of a very, very strong triazole product. Again, very, very systemic. What we're finding out is guys are using this in wheat. Now, in Kansas, they use a lot of Top Guard when they come out of green up in their winter wheat. Up here, we're starting to see this as well. We're starting to put Top Guard in with that herbicide application, and the product is so systemic, it moves up into the newer leaves of the wheat. So it's like doing a flag treatment, but you're doing it at herbicide timing because it does hang around and moves up into the upper part of the plant, mm-hmm. hence the name
Top Guard.
You know what? I never realized that. I was like, I wonder why we call it Top Guard. But then I started reading up on how it works, and sure enough, it moves up in the xylem, moves up into that new plant. So Top Guard, real strong on the leaf spots and the rust and that sort of thing. So guys are learning, hey, this is like doing a flag treatment, keeping that flag clean, but we're doing it in that 3 to 5 leaf timing. So
okay, well, all right. And again, these are things that are going to give guys disease control, fungal control, weed management. These are all things that are supposed to help farmers make more money, right?
Exactly. So we're in the crop protection business. We sell chemistry. We sell insecticides, herbicides, and fungicides. We're not into anything with seeds, and our motto is to advance agriculture by advancing chemistry. So that's what we're doing. We got a heck of a screening program. We actually have 5 brand new modes of action in development. Now, they might not make it through EPA, but there is those 5 new active ingredients, and we haven't talked about a new mode of action in chemistry for, I don't know, 20, 30 years.
Right.
And give us a few years, FMC is going to come out with some really unique chemistry here in a couple of years, if it gets through the regulatory process.
All right. Well, and there's a slightly different EPA these days. Maybe they'll be a little more friendly.
A little bit more friendly than they were 3-4 years ago, but we won't get into that mix.
Right, that's a political discussion.
We don't do that. We talk about ag here. So.
You bet. Yeah. So, but a year and a half ago, interviewed a guy from headquarters who said, we've got a great new in-furrow seed treatment system, the 3D, and that's only part of the name. It is?
So we actually won an award for being the most innovative formulation on the market. We developed a formulation that's called Thrive 3D. It is an expanding foam formulation. If you can imagine your spray foam that you use around your house for insulation, you put that little ribbon down, and then all of a sudden, a couple minutes later, it explodes.
The foaming hand cleaner.
Right. Yeah. Same premise. It really foams, and it's really for the guys that aren't using liquid fertilizer today. They can run this little ribbon of this foam formulation, and before that closing wheel close, it expands. So you get that much more surface area covered in that furrow, closer to the seed, and you're going to have way better insect control. And you can plant all day long without loading. You can plant like 640 acres without loading, which is ridiculous. You know, normally with insecticide treatments or fungus or fertilizer treatments, you're dumping a lot of product on, 3-5 gallons an acre. This is like a quart per acre.
Wow.
So it's crazy.
You might be tempted to drive the planter a little faster.
Well, there's some of that, too, especially this spring. You know, we might hit the throttle a little bit and have some planters bouncing back there, but, oh, well, we got her in the ground. That's the main thing.
Yep. So. Sam Lockhart of FMC. Well, whether it's Authority, Lucento, or this Thrive 3D, I would assume there's more information on the FMC website.
Yeah. Most guys will go to FMCcrop.com. That's where all our labels are. That's where all our propaganda and all our sales information is. So pop that open. There's a lot of good information on YouTube. I tell you what, we have if you type in FMC and type in The Minute, there's a lot of good FMC stories and different things that they posted on there. So,
and you've done a couple of those, haven't you?
I think I probably have back in the day. You know, maybe have a little less gray hair back then, but I'm sure there's a couple of them on there.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Sam, if guys want to get a hold of you around here, how do they do that?
Yeah, basically they can go to our website. They can pull up our contact information. Any dealer around this area in the valley knows who I am or can get in contact with me. That's probably the best way to get a hold of us. So.
All right. Well, good to see you again, and great to talk FMC. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Mick.